Have you ever like really looked at that BBB logo and wondered what it actually means?
Yeah.
I did the other day and I realized I have no idea.
It's funny how those things work, right?
Ugh.
You just kind of see it everywhere and you assume you know what it means.
Exactly. So that's what we're diving into today, the BBB. We've got some really interesting documents, like their membership plans and some success stories. We're going to break it all down.
Yeah, we're going to figure out what it actually means to be a BBB accredited business and what's in it for the businesses and whether it's all really worth it.
Okay, let's get into these membership plans. There are different levels, like Starter, BBB Plus, and Max. It's almost like choosing your streaming service plan or something.
Except instead of movies, you're investing in your business.
True.
And, just like with those streaming services,
Right.
you want to make sure you choose the plan that fits your needs and your budget.
For sure.
And the pricing here starts at $29 a month. And then it scales up depending on the number of employees you have. So it's really about finding that sweet spot between, what you're paying and what benefits you're getting out of it.
All right, so let's talk about those benefits. We're seeing the usual stuff like having the seal, customer reviews, and help with complaints.
Yeah.
But then it gets interesting because there's stuff in here like website creation, marketing materials, video production work.
It's true. You'd be surprised. I think a lot of people would be surprised to know that the BBB now offers like this whole suite of tools, and it goes way beyond just the
It
seal.
really does.
Like they're really trying to tap into the challenges that businesses face these days, particularly in the digital world.
Yeah, it's like they're not just vouching for you. They're like trying to set you up to actually succeed.
Totally.
There's even something in here called the BBD Toolbox. What is that?
So the BBB Toolbox, think of that as like a digital command center for all of your online presence needs.
Okay.
Obviously we don't want to bore you with the details, but it's essentially designed to make like your marketing and everything a lot easier and more effective.
And that's available at all the different plan levels. So, like, you get that with Starter, but then the website stuff is only for BBB Plus and Max.
Exactly. Yeah, it's tiered.
Okay.
So, the starter plan will give you a foundation, and then the higher tiers will provide you with even more specialized services.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And you'll notice if you look at the plans, like the number of business solutions increases with each tier. So 29 for starter, 46 for BBB plus tier, and then a whopping 52 for max. They're definitely offering a lot.
Oh.
But the question is, do these plans actually deliver in the real world?
That is a great question. And lucky for us, we have some real-world stories to look at. Let's meet some of the business owners that have used these plans. First up, Anne the Plumber. So, Anne the Plumber, she had this whole website debacle.
Oh no.
I know, right? Like a total website disaster. So she lost her website because her credit card expired. It
It does
happens.
happen.
And the company holding her website hostage wanted a ridiculous amount of money to get it back.
Oh man, can't they do that?
I know it's awful, but that's where the BBB swooped in.
Really?
Yeah, they helped her get this brand new website, totally updated, mobile friendly, the whole nine yards, no more being stuck in the internet dark
So
ages.
they built her a whole new website.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a cookie cutter template thing either.
Okay, good.
They actually worked with her to like figure out what she wanted, her vision, the whole deal.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
I know, right? And she could get it updated whenever she wanted without any hassle. No more insane fees. Problem solved.
That's incredible.
It really shows how the BBB is more than just that little logo. They're there for you, you know, like a partner.
Yeah, for sure. You don't always think about that part of it.
Okay, next up, Green Zone Safaris. Talk about a business that needs to build trust. I mean, they're talking people into going to East Africa. That's a big
That's
decision.
a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really have to trust the company you're going with for that.
Okay, exactly. And for them, a game changer was the video stuff.
They did a video.
Yeah, the BBB helped them put together this whole professional video about their company, like what makes them special, how committed they are to their customers, you know.
Oh, that's really smart. Video is huge these
I
days.
know, right? And they're using it everywhere on their website, social media, even when they're reaching out to like potential partners. It's like their digital business card.
Exactly. I mean, you can say so much more with a video than you can with just words on a page,
Totally. And I bet it makes people feel more comfortable.
For sure. It's like they can actually picture themselves on the safari.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, one more business to talk about, Intriguing Hair. It's a salon that specializes in hair augmentation and stuff like that.
Interesting.
I know, right? And they're a good example of how the BBB can help you reach the right people with your message, like get your branding on point.
Okay, so how did they use the BBB for that?
So a lot of people thought they only worked with black women.
Oh, I see.
But the video that they made with the BBB, it showed all different types of people. It really helped clarify things for potential clients.
Makes sense. That's one of the best things about video is that it lets you tell your story in a way that really connects with people.
Yeah, and it really worked for them. They got more customers, more visibility.
That's amazing.
It proves that this is about more than just slapping a seal on your website. This is about real results.
Absolutely. You have to put in the work, but the BBB is giving you the tools to actually make a difference.
You know, speaking of videos that make an impact, we've got the Frugal Flower. They went all in on the video thing, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed from the name that they'd be so gung-ho about marketing.
I know, right? But they really used it to tell their story, and they went all out. They even got drone footage of the shop.
Wow, so they really made it an experience.
It's like a mini documentary about buying flowers, you know.
I like it.
And it seems to have worked because they said they got great feedback and it made people trust them more. Okay, last one. Cornerstone Billing Services.
Okay, what do they do?
They were super happy with the website help because it saved them so much time. It's like having someone take something off your plate completely, you
Oh,
know?
totally.
Yeah.
Especially for a small business owner, that's huge. It lets you actually focus on running your business.
Right. And they said that since getting the new website, they've actually gotten new clients and even employees.
That's amazing. I guess that's the whole point, right? Getting real, tangible results.
Exactly. This isn't just some theoretical stuff. So, looking at all these stories and everything, the big question is it worth it? Like, is it worth it to get BBB accredited?
Right, because that's what it all comes down to.
Yeah. So, we actually have some numbers to back this up. They talked about the survey they did of over 13,000 businesses.
Wow, that's a lot of businesses.
I know, it's huge. So get this, 4 out of 5 businesses said they would recommend BBB accreditation.
Wow, so most of them are happy with it.
Yeah, but the question is why?
That is the question.
So they said that being accredited is good for their reputation, it builds trust with customers, and shows they care about ethical business practices, all that good stuff.
Which makes sense considering everything we've talked about today.
Exactly. But it's more than just looking good. They talked about how the BBB is helpful for getting customer reviews, making your business profile, and even dealing with complaints. It's like having someone in your corner.
Right, it's not just a one-time thing. It's like having a partner to help you.
Exactly. But, and this is a big but, it's not magic. Just because you have a little BBB logo doesn't mean your business is going to transform overnight.
Of course not.
It takes work, right?
Of course, yeah. It's about making sure you're doing things the right way and then using the tools the BBB gives you to actually grow your business the right way for the long term.
So basically what we've learned today is that the BBB is a lot more than we probably thought at first. It can actually provide real benefits for businesses no matter what stage they're at. But you have to do your research and figure out if it's the right fit for you.
Absolutely, because every business is different, and what works for one business might not work for another.
And that's the great thing about all of this. You have the power to decide what's best for you. So do your research, ask questions, and see if the BBB is the right fit for you and your business. And that's it for our deep dive into the BBB. Until next time.